Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown.
We're featuring our town all day today, and with us to talk about a new tourist attraction in Chicago, the world's largest Starbucks, is Chelsea Shores, the events coordinator there. Good morning, Chelsea. Is it still as busy as ever at that place?
Hi, good morning, Bob. We are in high demand. I can say that.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay. And for people who don't know about that humongous Starbucks there at, 676 North Michigan?
646.
Yeah. So there's a lot in there, and 35,000 square feet. There are tours, tastings, various events, five stories of coffee theater, and give us some of the highlights there. What can people expect when they visit?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Roastery here in Chicago is this immersive experience that's truly dedicated to the roasting and brewing of small batch Starbucks Reserve coffee from all over the world. So in addition to this premium coffee and espresso that we offer, we also have fresh baked goods from Princi Bakery and Cafe, specialty coffee and tea cocktails inspired by the culture and traditions of Chicago. We also have a heated rooftop terrace that's really lovely, overlooks Michigan Avenue. I mean, I could keep going. We have a barrel-aged coffee bar that features our whiskey barrel-aged cold brew. So we really have something for everyone when they come to the Chicago Roastery.
And that's why whenever I go by 646 North Michigan Avenue, I see a long line. When is the best time to go to the Roastery?
Well, you know, and I'd like to say to that we're just really proud that we're in this retail space. You know, it's the iconic former Crate and Barrel building here on the Magma Island. So people just really embraced us since we opened in November 2019. So that's where you see the crowds. That line moves very quickly, and we don't even have it a lot. I would say the best time to come, it depends. I would say weekdays during the week in the morning, that's my favorite time. It's got a really nice coffee house vibe to it. If that's what you're looking for, if you kind of want to see the Roastery in full bloom, I would recommend afternoons of maybe a Thursday through Friday. And then as you kind of had mentioned, there's a high demand on the weekend. So
right. If
you want that quieter time, I'd say probably the mornings. We open every morning at 7:30 a.m.
And are there drinks on the menu that you can't get at other Starbucks?
Oh, absolutely. I mentioned earlier we have a whiskey barrel-aged cold brew that's absolutely delicious that we offer on the first floor and the fourth floor. We also have something that is only offered on the third floor, and it is our nitrogen-infused gelato. So we will make classic Italian affogatos or malts and shakes. That's very exclusive. Only our Roastery in the USA has that, which is exciting. And we also have something that started at the Roasteries, which is holiday-inspired, which is the pistachio latte, which is very popular.
And what's the admission to get in? Is it free to enter the building?
Absolutely. We welcome everyone to come. Free to come in. It's open seating, so you can grab a spot on any of our five floors and enjoy. You can move around, so you can take your food or your beverages to different floors. And then we do offer curated premium experiences, which you mentioned before, but tours and tastings and private events. And so that's going to be a little bit more of a curated experience. And you can book those online if you go to StarbucksReserve.com and you click on the Chicago Roastery, and you can submit an inquiry there.
Looks like you have a lot of food on the menu, too, much more than other Starbucks.
Absolutely. So we have a full Princi Bakery and Cafe located on our second floor. And so that's where we bake everything completely fresh. So nothing is going to be the same as a regular Starbucks. And it's a wide array, the menu, so cornetti's, focaccia, pizza, salads, plus cakes and tarts. So yeah, really delicious menu.
What about tea lovers like me?
We got tea for you as well. We have a nice tea selection. And what's really cool that's unique is that we have tea-inspired cocktails. So if you enjoy a cocktail, our fourth floor, which is the Arriviamo Bar, has tea-inspired cocktails as well.
Well, it definitely is the Starbucks Grande there at 646 North Michigan Avenue. That's what you should have called it instead of the Starbucks Reserve Roastery. You should have gone with Grande.
You know, I'm going to use that now.
Feel free.
I'll give credit to you.
Chelsea Shores, the events coordinator over there at the Starbucks Reserve Roastery on Michigan Avenue. I hope to see you in there soon, Chelsea. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Absolutely, Bob. You're welcome anytime. We would love to see you in as soon as possible.
You got it. I'll have a tea and a snack for sure. Have a good day and happy Yuletide.
Happy holidays. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/your hometown.